apparently I have left while people are going to school, because there are a trillion cars. Wow. All right, here we go. Touch of a button, I can change the dashboard in this car from miles to kilometers. I'm going 70. I don't know what that means. 95 kilometers an hour. Look at me. All fancy. Oh, that's 100 kilometers an hour. What's that? 62 miles per hour. That ain't fast. 100 kilometers. Bah. Detected, only the video's sound will be available. Damn it! So I have to get separate cables coming out of the iPod to do video, I guess. But we can totally listen to the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Never thought we'd go to war after all the things we saw.
like I'm listening to the soundtrack to the movie.
My girl?
She was just a mine. My ride.
My grandma's Buick could smoke that piece of shit trailer trash.
What about your daddy's Viper?
This beast's got 500 horsepower and a Borla exhaust system. It does 0-60 in like 4.3 seconds.
That's about right.
Wow. You can read the brochure.
Oh, you guys, this movie is pretty good. I just wish I could see it, man.
Why don't you guys boys let your cars see the top?
His window and
only race for pink slips.
This car goes for 80 grand. What would I do with a broken ass piece of shit like that?
How about me? Winner gets me.
There's something really weird about listening to louder engine noises in your car.
There's one out the other side.
Make it interesting, Clay. Thank you.
forgot that whole sequence was set to a fucking Kid Rock song.
Barbie over there, they're gonna walk out of here without even a slap on the wrist. Mommy and Daddy are too hooked up.
I like scrubs like you.
You know why?
Because you're 100% guaranteed conviction.
Where's my car?
I crushed it.
You did what?
Sit down!
Easy.
You're done. You understand me? You're done. You know, before your 18th birthday, now sit down!
For reckless driving, willful destruction of property. This makes it strike three. They're definitely going to get him off the streets.
Well, there's just gotta be another way.
So where are we moving this time?
We are not.
Are you having good time?
I wake up exhausted. It's not morning. It's back to sleep. To me, dream me. We're alone and we're happy.
Video playback. I know it's not exactly a new feature in cars, but the other one I had to not do that, so I don't know. Maybe I'll try to get a proper cable for whatever this needs to do video.
No, we do kind of like offensive humor. But we also love classic joke structure, which is why we've written a series of offensive vaudeville jokes!
Problems with this sorts of like car technology stuff is that frequently there just aren't any hard and fast indicators about what you can and can't do with a system. Like, what format files will this play back? Like, what, you know, it takes USB sticks, but, like, what type of video, you know, what types of files can it handle via USB? And that sort of stuff, you know, because, like, I bought one of the first MP3 playback stereos you could get in this country, I guess. I don't know. It was the Kenwood Z919. And it was out in Japan for like a year before that. I was really close to importing one, which would be crazy. Well, I mean, not that crazy because who cares? But like the frequencies they use for FM radio in Japan are different than the US. So like it wouldn't get part of the spectrum that the stations are broadcast on. But whatever. I'd be able to fucking put CDs with burned MP3s on it into it. And that's how it played back. It was, you would have to burn a disc. And throw it in there. And then from there, you know, there were like certain characters that if you had the file name, it wouldn't, you know, it would skip the file, or, you know, various bitrate stuff where you're like, well, I don't know if we can play these back or not. Or like, you know, hey, can it handle a folder structure so that I can put albums in folders and navigate that way? Like, yes, but only if you do things a certain way, you know, and there was just no documentation about, like, really how to handle that, so you had to kind of look online for other people that had stuff, and kind of band together and fucking puzzle it out, and I feel like car tech is still kind of the same way. I don't know, like, you can find, like, forums devoted to a micro SD card here, and it just says map, and I'm sure that's, you know, obviously that's the map data, but like, where do I go to get new map data? Where do I go to upgrade my map data? And in the car, there's like, in the menus in the car and the settings and stuff, it talks about maybe using like your car, like your data plan, your phone, or HD, which I assume means HD radio, to acquire software updates. So I don't know if they do over-the-air updates for the car firmware on HD radio. Does that exist? This thing also has Gracenote support. So like, you know, if you put in CDs, it'll recognize it. So it has a database somewhere in the car that includes photos of artists. So, like, in cases where I don't have album art on an MP3 or something, it'll look at the artist and try to pull a photo. So, like, when I, you know, it's like, hey, this LL Cool J song came up, and here's a photo of LL Cool J smiling at you. And it has, like, it, you know, it has, like, stuff in the settings to update that as well. I don't know. I'll dig through the manual, right? That's what the manual's there for, right? And I bet it doesn't get as specific as I want it to get, but like when it says, you know, hey, you can insert a USB stick and update the Gracenote data, is that something I can go to Gracenote for? Or does Lexus have to do it? Because Gracenote's being updated all the fucking time, right? They're constantly pulling in new material. But I'm sure, like, you know, it's not like Lexus is keeping in sync with the state of their database day to day. What if I want Gracenote Nightlies, man? And ultimately, the answer is who fucking cares? But, you know, we can do all this stuff. And it's stuff that's like, where it's like, it's so close to modern. It's so close to now. But then it's like, it's a few steps behind in those weird ways where you're like, You know, this isn't a... This is like a mostly functioning system, but, like, you're kind of still selling these cars to people that don't really, you know that much about technology and don't really give a shit about the nuts and bolts of it. And, you know, like, my mom bought a car, and, you know, it has the same navigation system in it that this one does.
Yeah.
She's never going to use any of that shit. They had to pair her phone to it for her, and she'll probably never even use that. And that's not to say that she's not, like, technologically minded. I mean, you know, she's not, like, some firmware updating fiend or anything like that. But, you know, like, you know, she uses computers and is handy with an iPad and all that sort of stuff. Like, you know, she's... Oh, cops. So she'll probably never even use the navigation stuff, you know? Even though it's, like, handy and useful and all that, like, I bet she doesn't take advantage of that stuff. Because, you know, she's not often going places that she doesn't know how to get to anyway. But it's like, you know, this stuff could be a little bit easier, just a little bit more friendly and human.
I pretty much have four hobbies. I play Halo, I smoke pot, I masturbate, and I cry. And...
See, this album didn't have any album art in it, so it pulled from the car's database to deliver me a photo of Gigi Allen. That's right, this car comes pre-equipped with a photo of Gigi Allen. That's true luxury! I really love the idea that they had to supply, that this car has to supply a photo of fucking GGL. What percentage of Lexuses do you think ever access the secret repository photo of Gigi Allen? Venn diagram of Lexus owners that occasionally listen to Gigi Allen. Also, there's some bad localization in this car. If I try to skip tracks too quickly, if I remember correctly, album art that is embedded in an MP3 is stored at the end of the file. So, in order to display album art, a piece of software has to load the entire file in because the art is at the end. And in some cases where the iPod or, you know, whatever is not serving up the full file quickly enough, as quickly as I'm trying to skip tracks, a little pop-up will appear that says, "Data is acquired from the iPod. Please wait." Which is a bad message. Yes, data is acquired from iPod. Please wait. And it still says it. we've listened to, you know, 20 seconds of this song, and now there it goes. 18 seconds to load that album, Martin.
Yeah. What is the song? What is it really for?
My girlfriend sent me to get a container of milk today. Want to hear about it? You know? Why don't you shove your head up your ass if you don't want to hear about it? There's something to talk about.
Why is there so much Andronized Clay being played? This thing's on random. Stop this.
The opportunity, man. The fucking opportunity. I mean, here, guys like Toronto,
okay.
Right?
Some of this album art is being pulled in a weird way because this Andronized Clay album, the track, like, pulled up the art, but it's a picture of Paul F. Tompkins from the cover of Freak Wharf. So, something in this iPod's database is askew. Which makes sense, because what are iPods good at? Breaking. They're really good at breaking. Yep, this Dana Gould album pulled a Chris Rock roll with the new album art. Yeah, this is all fucked up. We're doing it. This is highly illegal, what I've just started doing. There's two lanes going into three lanes, and I maybe kind of jumped the gun on the let's make this three lanes move.
I'm our mom, she's got her stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Song of the Lonely Island are thinking about when they do that one thing.
Here we go. Well, if you're blind as hell and yellow, you can see I'm David Rockefeller. So much cash up in my bedroom is already teller. I'm outrageous. I work in stages like syphilis, but no need for prophylactic. I'm up your own, so me no match. It ain't fun, but my green got some me no ass. And keep my homes in check. The rebellions if your ass occurred. Shit, it wouldn't be the first time I done made a massacre. Nigga, please, how you figure these motherfuckers like me got stocks, bonds, and securities? No impurities. Straight Anglo-Saxon with my family got they sex on. Don't let me get my flex on. Do some gangster shit, make the army go to war for Exxon. Long as the money flow, I'll be making dough. Welcome to my little pimp school. How you gonna beat me at this game? I make the rules. Flash a little cash, make you think you got class. But you really selling ass and ho, keep off my grass. Unless you cutting it. See, I'm running shit. Trick all your motherfuckers and simps. I'm just stopping.
I'm up, out at the shelter. I'm a house that we shut down. I'm a house that we shut down. I'm a house that we shut down.
So cute. John Paul, why don't you entertain us with something as well?
Well, what should I do?
Why don't you rap for us?
No,
come
no,
on,
no,
boy, I didn't mind.
Well,
oh, goody.
But hold my martini. I have to do those head gestures. We will begin at the commencement of the next measure.
Now get ready. I'm taking it. I'm tearing shit up like a confetti. My money lasts longer than ever been. Ain't nothing petty about cash. I never lose. This is just like the straw. But the hoes don't choose. I choose you. No voodoo can hoodoo you from getting treated like a piece of a boo-boo-boo. The youth ain't from them niggas that don't turn tricks. The no-get-ho in 94 is getting 86. And all about those rebellions and riots and mishaps. I got the po-po's for that daily pimp slap. The motherfucker gangster on the Fleetwood caddy. I'm that mad ass already pimped his death. Lay you out like linoleum floors. I'm getting rich off petroleum wars. Controlling you wars, making your eat top ramen. While I eat shrimp, y'all motherfuckers is simps. I'm just a pimp.
I'm a hoe that we shut down. I'm a hoe that we shut down.
Rapping? I can do that Reggie, reggae type of thing, you know. One,
well, actually, we were just hearing.
Trump, Trump, take out the cash in a metro. Trump, Trump, take out the cash in a metro. I'm on Donald Trump, me tell him I ain't heard about me. I'm a last wife, a banner, come and catch me money. She want out, she want this, she want begin up fun. And some of the this, we say that it's like the cat, hear me. Hold up your hand if you love the money. Hold up.
What is that, Cristal?
No.
Dom P?
Hell no. This is that Carlos Santana champagne.
Oh shit, Santana DVX? That's my joint.
Mine too, but a lot of these busters don't know about it.
Well, let's tell these motherfuckers!
As a kid, I used to lay awake and think, when was Santana gonna make a drink? But now I'm all grown and my dream came true. Santana champagne, from him to you. From the heart of Napa Valley and the Guitar King, comes the sparkling wine to make a blind man sing. Yo, it's the champagne, yeah. From the man with the bandana, I can't stand a flute with anything but Santana. What's the first name in Jim? It's Carlos. And to that man, I propose a toast. In the 60s, he had lots of freebie sex, but now he's getting down with the DBX.
Excuse me, fellas. Might I understand that Carlos Santana has made a champagne?
That's right, motherfucker.
Here, try it.
All right.
Oh, shit! I feel alive for the first time. Each sip hits my lips like a landmine. Without Carlos in my life, I was living a lie. He makes his guitar whip, but his champagne cry.
He's a Southwest pie wearing bolo champ. Coming straight out the box with a bolo champ.
Yo, he a beast with the sugar and yeast. Mix it a pot, like the way it's released. Mix jazz, blues, and pop. And the sauce of fusion, he's Lady Shoe producing. Plus he teamed with Rob Thomas for a music revolution.
On the seventh day, it's been said God rest. But on the eighth day, he made the DVX.
Gentlemen, what is all the hubbub about?
Carlos Santana.
That's real. I see you bitches is enjoying my sparkling wine.
We certainly are.
Well, be careful, because this shit'll get you fucked up.
Bitch!
Unlike no other, one of a kind, my sparkling wine. Wine. Santana DVX make you want to have sex. I'm rich, bitch. I'm having my chicks. Get laid all the time by 70s chicks. One hella Grammys. Bastards throw me their panties. I'm probably your daddy. I probably nutted in your mammy. I'm a Bay Boy. City life been around the corner. Try to play me foul and my vocals gon' run up on you. A legend, a boss, that's what I are. That's about me pimp, kinda be killing the guitar. Old enough to know better, but young enough to not care. I get acted, might slap a bitch with my hair. Left coast, up top, I bang that shit. My sparkling wine, a pop crystal on her list. Can't stop, won't stop getting my bread. Pack arenas and coliseums, now watch me shred. A monkey drank a bottle and learned to speak. A square drank a bottle and became a freak.
A lion drank a bottle and forgot how to growl.
A horse drank a bottle and fucked a cow.
I love that they got E40. I love this. I love that. Just, you know, people can say what they want about Lonely Island. That's not all that great, and you know, some of it's kind of fucking overwrought. And like, I can see where you're coming from, but they still at some point said, let's get E40 in here to pretend he's Carlos Santana. And that is my response to any criticism of the Lonely Island. Is that at some point they had that idea? And good on them. And burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern.
Sober, and next year's my 50th anniversary.
Maybe it's just the albums in the comedy section that are fucked up, because this Cheech and Chong track just pulled up Major Lazer as album art.
Listen, man, you want to give...
Please welcome to the stage, Eugene Merman.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It's great to be here. Or not. No, it is. It's a good time. This is a very fun place. Chicago's a wonderful city, probably. It's a little smoky.
Yeah, this is a lot of material on this iPod. Maybe I don't need to have this thing playing every single track off of it. Maybe I can just go to a playlist.
Nick. nigga, I'm smoking. Ain't shit changed since Young MC and Eazy-E was rapping. We all in the same game. Some niggas chain hang, other niggas gang bang. I do both, cause I'm the king of the motherfucking West Coast. Kick the door open, we'll let's go. Flow like Esco, New York niggas say I'm the best, yo. Hard like Timbo's, blowing on endo. Niggas try to play me, get stretched out like a limo. I was shopping crack when Dre was banging my demo. And all you old niggas is washed up like N.O. Don't take it the wrong way, I got love for my kinfolk. Can I get a moment of silence? We'll bang the instrumental. I spit for my niggas in the lineup that'll never see the sun again. So I close my blinds up. First album sold them out. Impalas rolling out.
I don't think you can ask for a moment of silence and then immediately continue to rap, game. I just don't think it works that way.
America's gangsta rap, the place of danger. Where the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet. Like Jimmy Iovine, cause we ruthless. Like Will before Black Eyed Peas. Fuck all rappers, look at all the hate I see. I'm sick, you can't get rid of me, I'm HIV. Nigga, get another job, hip-hop is not hiring. I'm the reason Dre feel comfortable retiring. I just might put out detox myself. Smoke so much, I check and detox myself. One man army, took out Reeboks myself. 45 in my khakis, gotta watch my health. I'm so hard, nigga, Glock 17, quick draw, nigga. Like the old me, 17, sipping malt liquor. All black khaki suit, all black Converse. Nigga, I'ma keep on stomping, coming straight out of Compton. It's a home of America's gangsta rap, the place of danger. Where the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet. Where the cops is crooked, and them bitches is killing. And the niggas hold it down like black gorillas. Where the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet, the gangsta bullet. Nigga, 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 all from Compton.
Ad on the back of this bus says, download ebooks and more, it's easy, browse, check out, download. And then it's like this fucking dot, this shitty URL. Like MarinNet, like Marin County. Like, are we really buying ebooks locally now? Is that... since local bookstores failed? These cage-free ebooks? Overdrive.marinnet, one N, .info. It's a hell of a fucking URL for your ebook store. Whatever the fuck you are. Maybe that's like a free resource for the county. Like, hey, download ebooks on fucking water regulations. Or, you know, like, whatever. That makes sense, I guess. But it doesn't say anything. And then it says it's like, works on Kindle, iPod Touch, Nook, many others, iPhone. Bye.
Go. And get behind you. This guy is backing into a parking space, blocking the alley. But we are here. So I'm going to go. It's Friday. We're going to do a live show and some other stuff. I don't know. Have a good one. See ya.